The minimum wage can vary widely depending on where you live.
There's the federal minimum wage, which President Obama once raised from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour. Many states and cities have their own minimum wages, often above the federal rate.
And now one company is increasing its minimum wage. IKEA recently announced that starting next year, the lowest paid workers in its U.S. stores will make a bit more. It made that move voluntarily. David Kestenbaum of our Planet Money team wondered why.
One of the people behind the decision was Rob Olson. Title, acting president of IKEA U.S., favorite piece of furniture. Its name is Ektorp.
Yeah, Ektorp. It's a sofa.
Did you put it together yourself?
Yeah, with a sofa, there's not much you have to put together.
IKEA employs about 11,000 people in its U.S. stores, and paying those people is one of IKEA's largest expenses. So why would a company so concerned about keeping costs down that it has customers put together their own furniture, why would IKEA volunteer to pay people more? Was it a PR move? No, he said. Were the workers unhappy? No, he said. The company does surveys every year, and employees seem pretty happy. Olson told me the company did it because it was the right thing to do. He mentioned the IKEA vision, better everyday life for the many people, but he also made this economic argument.
We felt it was the right thing to do, and we also see that it will benefit us in the long run. By taking better care of our coworkers, they will take better care of our customers, which will take better care of IKEA, and you know, see it as a win-win-win opportunity.
Win-win-win sounds like a free lunch, which economists are fond of pointing out does not exist. If you raise wages, the money has to come from somewhere. And there are only a few places it can come from. Will prices go up at IKEA?
No, prices will not go up.
Are you going to cut the number of workers relative to what you would have had?
No, we are not.
What about profits? Will the company just make less money?
In the short term, there may be a little bit less profit, but in the long term, we see that we'll grow sales at a greater pace, which will be better for IKEA in the long term.
Basically, IKEA is betting that if it pays higher salaries, it will sell more Ektorp couches. So many more couches and kitchens and all the other stuff that the pay raise will pay for itself. The new minimum wage at IKEA will vary from store to store, adjusted for cost of living. But on average, it's going up 17% to $10.76 an hour. David Newmark, an economist at UC Irvine, says this strategy might work. Higher salaries do make it easier to attract better workers. Those workers are also less likely to leave, and they're probably a little happier.
Someone said, I'm going to raise your wage 10, 15, 20%. Would it make a difference to you? You'd probably say, yeah.
I called Newmark because he's one of those economists who is not a fan of minimum wage laws. He thinks there are better ways to help people. I wanted to know if examples like IKEA changed his thinking. Maybe more companies could increase their profits if they raised their lowest wages. He didn't think so.
If this was good for companies, why don't they do it themselves? Businesses are really good at figuring out what makes them more money.
In a furniture store, a few well-placed suggestions from a happy worker, and you might be heading home with a new sofa. In a fast food restaurant, though, he says, better paid workers may not sell more hamburgers. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.